quintessential New England feature is the stone wall, an archaeological relic of this area's agricultural past. These walls were used to divide fields, separate livestock, and serve as property boundaries. Stone walls are found in a number of communities all over Massachusetts, revealing a rich history that ties natural processes to human resourcefulness. There will be a brief break in the rope guide at the stone wall. Feel the shapes and textures of the stones that make up the wall. Where do you think they came from? Imagine what this area was like 20,000 years ago at the height of the last ice age. A large glacier nearly a half mile high rested right where you are now. The average temperature was only 5 to 10 degrees lower than it is today. Yet, this small difference allowed for a massive glacier to develop. As it formed, it scraped the ground, carrying rocks from Canada and northern New England down to Westport and Dartmouth. Some rocks were the size of a fingernail, while others were gigantic. Just imagine standing next to a glacier as it holds a massive boulder above your head. How would that make you feel? Over time, the world warmed and the ice receded. Those rocks that were once held in the ice were simply left behind. Now imagine you are a pioneer living in the 1700s. You are clearing land to start your farm when you start pulling up rock after rock after rock. What would you decide to do with them? 18th century New England looked vastly different than it does today. Nearly 70% of the land was deforested and used in agriculture. Lumber, when present, was needed mostly for shipbuilding. Building materials were in short supply, so pioneers used the abundant stones from their fields. This stone wall was built by hand, with rocks placed in such an intricate fashion that they stayed together without glues, mortars, or nails. But times change, and as the local economy shifted from farms and ships to factories, these stone walls were eventually abandoned to nature. To this day, historical stone walls are still being used. Instead of fencing livestock or marking fields, they are now home to local wildlife. During the colder months, a garter snake may spend the winter inside, protected from the cold and elements. A chipmunk might den here to raise young. There are insects who spend their entire lives inside small sections of stone walls. Even an elusive fisher cat might scamper along a stone wall hunting for a meal. Take a moment to listen for a chipmunk chirping, a small animal rustling through dried leaves, or an insect buzzing or clicking its wings. To continue to the next stop, follow this rope guide until you come to the next spherical marker.